Only 9 countries in the world are known or believed to have nuclear weapons. But under international law, only 5 are officially recognized as nuclear-armed states: the United States, Russia, China, France, and the United Kingdom. So why them, and where does Iran fit in? The rules come from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT. It came into force in 1970, at the height of the Cold War. Its goal was simple: stop the spread of nuclear weapons, allow peaceful nuclear energy, and work toward eventual disarmament. A total of 191 countries signed it, but the treaty came with one major exception. It recognizes only 5 countries that test the nuclear weapons before 1967 as nuclear weapon states. Other countries that signed NPT agreed not to build nuclear weapons. India, Pakistan, South Sudan, and Israel never joined the treaty. North Korea did, but withdrew in 2003. Iran, however, is a member. That means it's legally barred from developing nuclear weapons, but it is allowed to pursue nuclear technology for civilian purposes like energy and medicine. Tehran insists that's exactly what it's doing. But experts say Iran has enriched uranium far beyond levels typically needed for civilian nuclear power, raising concerns it could move closer to weapons capabilities. This is where things get murky. Iran's nuclear status is controversial because of past secret work and disputes over inspections. That's why the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN, and many governments are watching closely. Keeping people guessing might have been part of the Iranian strategy, but this has not stopped the US from intervening. In June 2025, Israel, later joined by the US, struck several of Iran's key nuclear sites. And more recently, on February 28th this year, US and Israeli forces launched coordinated strikes, escalating tensions across the region. And as the standoff continues, the debate over who gets nuclear weapons and who doesn't remains at the center of global security.